Strength training is a critical, but often overlooked part of triathlon training. Many triathletes avoid weights because they fear losing endurance time or gaining unwanted bulk, but elite athletes use strength work to improve power, maintain form under fatigue, reduce injury risk, and recover faster. The central message is clear. Proper strength training is not optional for serious triathletes. It is a performance tool that complements swimming, cycling, and running. The risk of skipping it is measurable. About 47% of triathletes who skip strength training face injury during race season. That risk is not evenly spread across the three disciplines. Between 58% and 72% of triathlon injuries occur during the running portion, which makes strength work especially important for stabilizing muscles, joints, and connective tissues. As athletes age, that importance grows. After age 40, strength training becomes even more important for maintaining performance and reducing injury risk. The performance benefits are also measurable. Proper strength training is associated with about a 5% improvement in running performance, about a 7% improvement in cycling performance, and nearly a 10% improvement in overall exercise economy. In practical terms, that means athletes can produce more power, use less energy for the same output, and hold better form during long or fatiguing efforts. That becomes especially valuable in the final miles of a race, when form often breaks down. Strength training also improves recovery. The article cites a 39% boost in phosphocreatine, a 37% drop in lactate, and a 37% increase in glycogen levels after exercise. Those changes help athletes handle repeated training sessions, fight fatigue better, and maintain efficient movement throughout a race. Training does not have to be complicated. A complete home gym setup is estimated to cost around $2,110, which is roughly half the cost of a 10-year commercial gym membership. A home setup allows triathletes to train on their own schedule, avoid waiting for equipment, and focus on technique without distraction. Recommended essentials include resistance bands, adjustable dumbbells, a stability ball, a TRX or suspension system, kettlebells, and a foam roller. For athletes with limited budgets, the article suggests using water bottles filled with sand or rice, heavy books, sturdy chairs for step-ups, local parks, triathlon clubs, and used equipment. The main strength exercises are organized by body region. For the upper body, the focus is on push-pull balance and shoulder stability. Examples include bench press, assisted pull-ups, overhead press, and tricep dips. Even 10 minutes of focused upper body work several days per week can produce meaningful gains, provided form is correct. For the lower body, the legs power nearly 70% of race effort, and resistance training can improve running economy by about 8%. Essential movements include squats, dumbbell lunges, leg press, and hamstring curls. The goal is balanced leg strength, not just maximal load. Core training is the link between upper and lower body strength. A strong core helps transfer force efficiently and reduces wasted motion. The article recommends a 10-minute core sequence performed 3 to 6 times per week, including front planks, side planks, single-leg glute bridges, bird dogs, and mountain climbers. Progression should be based on clean form rather than added complexity. Scheduling is a major practical challenge. About 67% of triathletes struggle to balance strength work with endurance training. The recommendation is 2 strength sessions per week for 8 to 12 weeks to produce significant endurance improvements. Strength work should complement endurance training, not replace it. Useful scheduling strategies include placing strength work after high-intensity sessions, pairing it with easy zone 1 or zone 2 days, keeping sessions under 45 minutes, and adjusting intensity based on race goals. A sample weekly structure looks like this. Monday swim plus upper body strength, Tuesday bike intervals, Wednesday run plus lower body strength, Thursday recovery swim, Friday bike endurance, Saturday long run, and Sunday recovery or mobility. This model shows how strength training can fit into a typical triathlon week without overwhelming the athlete. Recovery is treated as part of the strength program. Strength is built during rest, not during training. The article recommends a recovery week every 3 to 4 weeks, reducing volume by about 30% and including 2 full rest days. Strength sessions targeting similar muscles should be separated by about 48 hours. As a race approaches, athletes should shift to lighter bodyweight work during taper week to maintain neuromuscular activation without creating fatigue. Progressive overload is the core principle for continued improvement. Beginners should start with a 2 to 3 week adaptation phase focused on form. A simple progression is week 1, 3 sets of 12 reps, week 2, 3 sets of 10 reps, week 3, 3 sets of 8 reps with 60 to 90 seconds of rest between sets. The initial goal is not heavy lifting. It is building reliable movement patterns and avoiding excessive soreness. At an intermediate level, athletes should identify a 1-rep maximum for key exercises and train toward volitional muscular fatigue, where form is still controlled but effort is high. A useful weekly structure includes 1 maximum strength session at 80 to 90% of 1-rep maximum and 1 explosive strength session focused on speed, with 2 to 3 minutes of rest between sets. Advanced loading should be controlled. The recommendation is weights at 80 to 90% of 1-rep maximum, 3 to 6 reps per set, and 3 sets per exercise. If an athlete can complete all target reps with perfect form twice in a row, the weight can be increased, but by no more than 5% between sessions. During a build phase, the athlete should focus on either volume or intensity, not both, to reduce overtraining risk. Within 6 to 8 weeks of a key race, strength training should shift into maintenance mode. The FAQ section reinforces several practical points. Most triathletes benefit from 1 to 2 strength sessions per week, with 2 to 3 sessions possible in the off-season and fewer as race season approaches. Essential exercises include compound movements such as squats, lunges, deadlifts, push-ups, rows, and planks. Strength work should be scheduled on easier days or after intense sessions. It does not make triathletes too bulky because endurance volume limits excessive muscle gain, and the goal is functional strength, not hypertrophy. As a race nears, volume and intensity should decrease, with light bodyweight work in the final weeks. The conclusion is strong. 83% of podium finishing triathletes credit strength training as a key factor in their success. The main takeaways are that proper form matters more than heavy weight, consistency matters more than sporadic intense effort, and patient progression produces lasting results. Strength training should begin with basic movements, progress carefully, and taper appropriately before races. For triathletes, the payoff is not just fewer injuries. It is faster, more efficient, and more resilient racing.